This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and I'm so happy to be with you this weekend. We have a really hot show for you this weekend, and I hope that you're ready to take a few notes and maybe record. And also, you can go to my website, freddiebell.com, if you miss any portion of the show, and you can listen to the podcast to stay up to date. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the program the individual who is our career expert. He's been with us for a long time, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders, and I'm sure he'll expand on that because our topic this weekend is one that you don't want to miss. 763-438-1621 is how you can reach Mr. McKenzie. And welcome and good morning, sir.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. Welcome to October. Can you believe that?
My goodness. The colors on the trees are turning, and this is the time of the year. I'm telling you what. So let's talk about the importance of keeping in touch with your bench of advocates. And before we begin, let's give a definition of bench of advocates.
Yes, and I'm proud to say that that's something that I've coined, because I do think when we have a bench of advocates, the people that know us, the people that listen to us, the people that see the potential in us, and the people that champion us, and vice versa, we see that in them as well, where we can be a resource to them. Those are our bench of advocates. Freddie, I know we've talked about this for years, but it is important to keep our advocates updated on where we're at, because now we give ourselves an opportunity to maybe help them, or they could help us. And that's why I want to dedicate a very simple strategy, or at least a mindset, of keeping in touch with your bench of advocates, Freddie. If your advocates don't know what you're struggling with, or you don't know what they're struggling with, how can you be an advocate to each other, right?
Exactly. So advocates, are these the people that you don't have a problem talking with? Are these the people that you confide in who know more about you than most other folks?
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't frame it any better than that, Freddie Bell. I know that I consider you one of the key people on my bench. And because I've been able to talk with you, have regular contact with you, I've grown because of our regular contact, our conversations. And I hope I've brought value to your career and so forth and what you want to do. And that's an example of an advocate.
Absolutely.
But we have a bench of them, people in different areas of our lives. But really that core is that listening, that champion, that understanding, and the advocacy of how we can help each other. And it goes both ways, right? That's how I see it.
We're talking about the importance of keeping in touch with your bench of advocates. Joe has laid the groundwork for what a bench of advocates is. So what are a few manageable strategies that you would suggest, Joe McKenzie, that might help someone to stay in regular contact with an advocate?
I think the key word here is manageable. We're living in a busy world. We've got a lot going on. But a manageable strategy is just embrace the technology that we have at our disposal. 25 years ago, we did not have social media. We did not have the ability to carry often a portable phone around with texting. Use technology to your advantage. Freddie, you send me a short note every once in a while, and I respond, and all of a sudden we're communicating, right?
That's right.
It's not that we have to drive across town and try to arrange a coffee meeting, and that's the only way that we could ever communicate with each other. No. You know, I think LinkedIn messaging, the capabilities give everybody with the sound of my voice the ability to communicate with your advocates, or obviously through the phone and texting. But, you know, Freddie, if I write an article and I wanted to share it with you, I don't have to figure out where's my stamp, where's my envelope. I copy the link and send it LinkedIn messaging to you. All of a sudden, Freddie, what do you think? All of a sudden, you're going, that's great. I didn't know that you could write that well, or were a subject content expert on that. All of a sudden, I'm keeping in touch with you, and you know what I'm up to, right?
Exactly.
That is an example of keeping in regular touch with your bench of advocates. If they know what you're working on, or if you know what they're working on, you've always told me this, Freddie, imagine the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if your advocates don't know what you're up against or up to or working on, how can they advocate for you? And vice versa, how can we advocate for someone, listen to them, et cetera, without regular contact, right?
Regular contact. So how would you define regular contact? You gave an example of writing an article. Is it that you pick up the phone every week or you every month? Or is there, what is the cadence for this type of regular contact?
That is a great question. And I think everybody's going to look at their advocates, you know, differently. And what is regular contact for me and you, because we collaborate so often, I think once a week is helpful for us to stay in a collaborative mindset. Agreed?
I do agree with that. There are a lot of benefits that have come from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that. We both know that. But for someone that, you know, you're not collaborating with as often, you maybe even on a quarterly basis or semi-annual, think of all the people that that are advocates that we've lost track of, that 2, 3, 4 years go by and you haven't talked to someone. That's not regular contact in my book. I think everybody should define what is a natural progression or cadence, as you say, in connections, reconnecting with someone, I should say. Mm-hmm. I would listen to your gut on that one, and go from there. Case by case basis, definitely for regular keeping in touch.
Exactly. So I was saying that one size does not fit all for the staying in touch with that bench of advocates. You have to understand who's in front of you, and then measure your or set your cadence accordingly for that individual.
Absolutely, and I should say, Freddie, even though we speak on a weekly basis, and I speak to other people maybe on a quarterly or semi-annual, if a true advocate, when you pick up the phone or you message them, often it's like no time has gone by, right?
That's correct.
It's not a stranger that you're contacting. It's someone that they know what you've been doing, but this regular contact and the benefits, long-term benefits, are obviously that they give you an opportunity to help them, and they maybe help you, or just one piece of information that makes you better, or it gives you an opportunity. Again, what you told me 6 years ago, imagine the possibilities when we first sat down for coffee. Imagine the possibilities of me and you collaborating the last 6 years, helping people we never meet. You said it, I believed you, and we have delivered. Well, think about that when you keep in regular contact with your bench of advocates. Imagine the possibilities of future collaboration or who you could help or how you could grow, how you help them grow.
How is it best to communicate with your bench of advocates, Joe McKenzie?
I think whatever way is more of a natural, organic feel to it. I know that me and you will text each other, send something via Twitter, what have you, but often there are people that maybe are more in tune with the phone call. I don't think there's a best. You figure out what's best for you in regards to how that person communicates. I have some of the greatest conversations in the world via the phone, but I also have some very engaging conversations via messaging or what have you. And obviously, you know, in a post-COVID world, getting back to having a cup of coffee with someone is ideal as well.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie. We're talking about the importance of keeping in touch with your bench of advocates. These are the people who know you the very best. So talk about, I just kind of touched on it, the methodology for staying in contact. What does technology do for you? How does it, how are you leveraging technology to keep that regular contact going?
Efficiencies. Keyword efficiencies. I know that often I work, and I've talked about this, how human beings work in bursts of energy, bursts of activity. I can communicate with a half a dozen of my advocates in a given morning because I get in that technology of communicating with them. Maybe that is that article that I wanted to share with someone, and I share it with five advocates, and I have the technology at my disposal to get that information shared. Efficiencies. But also it's good time management, obviously, to embrace that technology. And that's really how I see it. It's not as choppy in the days of, okay, I'll send you that article. Where's that letter? Where's that stamp? No, we have that technology to stay in regular contact. We can send people our podcast, Freddie Bell. And all of a sudden, hey, tell me what you think about this segment. 25 years ago, could we ever imagine sending the power of a file that has our voices talking about how we can help someone in their career? No, the technology is there today to send our podcast, the New Beginnings podcast, to anybody we know. Use that as an example of how you keep people in touch, how you can help somebody in their career transition. They don't necessarily have to hear it live, but what we're talking about transcends in the Twin Cities and goes out into the world.
We challenge you, technology, and we invite you to use our technology. Go to freddiebell.com, download the podcast, send it to a friend of yours, one of the people on your bench of advocates, and watch the magic start to happen. Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our show continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklist, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. Can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for joining us this weekend on New Beginnings, as you do each week. And I want to remind you that if you missed any one of our shows, you can go to my website, which is www.freddiebell.com. FreddieBell, FreddieBell.com. You can click on the radio button and go to New Beginnings, and you can find all of our past programs for the last 5 years. And more than likely, the program that you may have missed or you'd like to listen to again will be right there. If you'd like to reach me directly, freddie@freddiebell.com, the same spelling, freddie@freddiebell.com. Or if you like, you can use the plain old telephone system. We talk about that a lot. 888-639-9738. Pandemic is on the minds of a lot of people, coronavirus, of course, and you might not have started 2020 thinking about moving, but like it or not, many of us have had to reconsider our living situations during this pandemic. Before you decide to relocate, you may have many things to consider. Number one, the cost of living, proximity to your loved ones, and whether or not you will need a winter coat. And here's how to go about making that decision to move. I've got three or four ideas for you. We'll try to get them all in. Number one is to determine what your priorities actually are. For some, moving home is the obvious choice. Whether home is in the town you grew up in or where your family lives now, for others, it can be hard to zero in on what a particular place would be, especially if your loved ones are scattered all over the country or even all over the world. You can take the pressure out of that decision by just taking a few extra steps to think. This move doesn't have to be your last move. Many people delay relocating, even if it's the right move to make, because we can get stuck thinking that it's a permanent move. That, according to a financial planner that we spoke with, Mike Nakashima, he is suggesting narrowing your focus to the year ahead and then reflecting on your priorities. Narrowing your focus on the year ahead and then reflecting on your priorities as you consider moving. He goes on to say, don't rush into home ownership. Historically low mortgage rates may tempt you to move so you can buy your dream home. He goes on to say, moving to a cheaper location to buy a home can be a smart choice, but he cautions, don't rush into home ownership if your finances aren't ready. A budget will help you to figure out what you can realistically pay for housing and is better than what a lender says you can afford. Mike Nakashima goes on to say that if you can afford your payment but you don't have anything left over, it may not be the right thing to do at this time. Another idea is to consider different scenarios with your employer. Just don't assume that your salary will stay the same if your employer allows you to relocate. That, according to Lozetta Rainey Braxton, who is the co-CEO at 2050 Wealth Partners, which is a virtual financial planning firm. She goes on to say that you might find that your pay adjusted downwards is important to check with your employer before making those kinds of plans. She goes on to say that even if your employer allows you to relocate now, some companies aren't sure what their plans are after the pandemic is over. Have a conversation with your employer to know whether you'd be expected to move back eventually and if you have to pay for moving costs in that situation. And then finally, factor in other costs. Moving isn't cheap. I've moved maybe a half a dozen times in my life, and I can tell you that it is a costly, costly thing. And the costs that you incur are more than a down payment or a security deposit and a moving van. It's important to be realistic and know that you have enough savings. It may cost more to buy a car or health insurance or electricity, that according to the people we talked with, so make sure that you think it through. And let's assume that now that you've moved to the new location or maybe you decided to stay, when you prepay a mortgage, if you're buying a home, it means that you make extra payments on your principal loan balance. Paying additional principal on your mortgage can save you thousands of dollars in interest and help you to build equity faster. There are several ways to prepay a mortgage. Number one, make an extra mortgage payment every year. Number two, add extra dollars to every payment. Number three, apply a lump sum after an inheritance or other windfall. And I know there are a lot of you who would love to have an inheritance. And then there is some combination of what we've just shared. The benefit of paying additional principal on a mortgage isn't just in reducing the monthly interest expense a tiny bit at a time. It comes from paying down your outstanding loan balance with additional mortgage principal payments, which can cut the total interest you owe over the life of the loan. There are potential downsides to prepaying. For starters, tying up your cash in your home means you have less liquidity and wiggle room in your budget. In other words, you will have less readily available cash to put toward increasing your 401k contributions or paying down high interest debt, for example. these financial goals could offer a higher return on your investment. Another consideration is the opportunity cost of not having that extra money invested elsewhere. Over the past four decades, the stock market has returned an average of 10% a year. For the broad bond markets, the average annual gain has been close to 8%. When asking yourself, can I prepay a mortgage, look at your entire financial picture. Here are some important questions to consider, including, is your monthly budget tight after meeting necessary expenses? Is your income variable or unpredictable? How long do you plan to stay in your home? Are you saving enough for retirement? Do you have adequate emergency savings funds of 3 to 6 months of household living expenses? Do you have a lot of high-interest credit cards or loans? Assessing your financial goals, income, and budget can help you decide whether it makes more sense to address other pressing financial concerns before paying ahead on your mortgage. And prepaying your mortgage is a great goal to work toward, but before you do, make sure you have met these financial milestones first. Number one, get the match. If you're not getting the full company match from a workplace retirement plan, you're passing up an instant return. The typical company match equals 50 to 100% of your contributions, up to a limit, often up to 3 to 6% of your income. Then also pay off your higher rate debt. It doesn't make sense to pay off a 4% mortgage if you have credit cards accruing at 16% or more. And then plan for emergencies. A savings account with at least 3 to 6 months worth of expenses can help you to weather most setbacks. And then protect yourself. You should be adequately insured, which for most people means having property, health, and disability policies. If you have financial dependents, you'll probably want life insurance as well. And then after considering all of this, if you decide to make that additional principal payment, make sure you earmark any additional principal payments to go specifically toward your mortgage principal. Lenders typically have this option online or have a process for earmarking checks for principal payments only. Ask your lender for the instructions. If you don't specify that extra payments should go toward the mortgage principal, the extra money will go toward your next monthly mortgage payment, which won't help you achieve your goal of prepaying your mortgage. And finally, once you've built sufficient equity in your home of at least 20%, you can ask your lender to remove private mortgage insurance or PMI. Paying down your mortgage principal at a faster rate helps eliminate PMI payments more quickly, which also can save you money in the long run. I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings, and let's keep going as our program continues.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning. You are listening to New Beginnings, and with us right now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis with our 4-minute reset. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. It is my pleasure to be here. And I do welcome everyone to this 4-minute reset. So regardless of what is going on right now, this is your opportunity to let everything go and just drop into your body and become present for the next few moments. For those of you who are listening while you are driving a car, know that you remain alert and aware and able to concentrate on everything that is going on around you, keeping your eyes open and yourself alert, but still with the possibility of participating in this reset. So everybody now together with me, just take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out slowly through your mouth. Continuing to breathe deeply in through your nose and slowly out through your mouth. This is a natural reset that your body knows how to do. Your body knows how to use the breath to settle in and settle down. And you feel it on every single slow exhale. You feel the body's natural response to let go of tension, tightness, restriction. A natural response of the body where it becomes softer, more relaxed, just through the use of your directed breath. So using these moments to continue to breathe in deeply through your nose, that's right, and exhale out slowly through your mouth. Breathing slowly signals to the body that you are safe and secure. Slow equals safe. That means the body begins to recognize this time as a time to renew. It doesn't have to take a long time. It's just a few minutes of directed awareness. Right now, your ability to choose what to do with this moment right now. You can hold on to tension if you wish, or you can use this time to become soft and relax, letting tension flow out of the muscles, becoming aware right now of the part of your body that feels most relaxed, and becoming aware of the body parts that are still perhaps holding on to tension. And breathing into those body parts, directing your breath into those body parts, and then just matching, allowing those body parts to become as relaxed as the most relaxed part of your body. And as you do this, using your awareness to make another choice about what is yours to do today. How do you wish to show up? Who do you wish to be? And what is keeping you from doing that right now? Breathing into these questions and letting your mind just play with them. Letting the answers arise as you continue to breathe, continue to be, and continue to move forward. Thank you for participating in your 4-minute reset.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to New Beginnings. And now let's turn to talking about your money and especially your car. Did you know that the average new car loan in the second quarter of this year was $36,000? That, according to Experian Automotive, nearly $4,000 more than the typical loan a year earlier. That would be a startling jump in a booming economy where jobs are secure, but in the midst of a recession expected to have long-lasting effects on job security, is fairly remarkable. And it represents a major risk to many households. Given that a car is guaranteed to lose value, the goal should be to borrow as little as possible. Experian Automotive says the average car loan now runs for about 71 months. 4 in 10 new car loans in the second quarter were for more than 73 months. Let's keep it simple and assume the typical new car loan is for 6 years, 72 months. If your finances are such that you had to borrow to buy a car, that's a long time to assume that you can afford such a big payment. Let's say that instead of taking out a $36,000 loan for 6 years, costing you around $570 a month, you instead borrowed $21,000 for a used car, which happens to be the norm, that according to Experian Automotive. Let's assume you have a pretty strong credit score and you can qualify for a 5% loan rate on that used car, which you will pay back in 4 years. That works out to a monthly payment of around $485. A monthly payment at $80 less is great, but the bigger gain is that you'll be done paying back the loan 2 years earlier. That's 24 months with no car payment. What to do with that $485 a month for 2 years? Well, that's $11,640 more for the emergency fund you worry isn't big enough. Already have a plump emergency stash? Well, how about retirement? Invest $485 a month for the 2 year stretch and leave that money to compound for, say, 25 more years. It'll be worth around $40,000, assuming a conservative long-term annualized return of 5%. Got 35 years until retirement? It'll compound to $66,000, all because of a car buying choice you make today. Buying the used car with a smaller loan is the biggest of no-brainers for recent college graduates gnashing their teeth about their student loan debt. Car production was halted for a time because of the coronavirus, meaning certain new models are scarce. That makes it harder to bargain. But the big market for leasing a car in the past few years has generated a pool of lightly used cars for resale. Those returned lease cars waiting to be sold off are a sweet spot for smart car buyers like you. You are letting someone else pay for the depreciation, and you can pay for a reliable car at a price that's easier to finance in a 3 to 4 year loan. We're talking about your money this morning on New Beginnings, and I'm really glad that you're with us. We are with you each weekend right here trying to help you in all phases of your life, many of them anyway. Let's continue talking about money. And nowadays, it's not just celebrities who wear high-end clothing and accessories. The influencers filling your social media feed likely wear them too. Millennials love buying luxury names. That, according to Tamari Sadari, academic director of the Fashion and Luxury MBA at NYU Stern School of Business and brand strategist at Brand Lux. Wow, that's a big title. Some younger people are environmentally or socially conscious and invest in higher-end labels, buying one quality item that lasts for years or spending more money for a brand with a mission they believe in. Others want to treat themselves to a premium handbag, a watch, or a pair of shoes every once in a while. They like to be seen, and they like to be photographed on Instagram with all the big names, that according to Sadari, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Prada, and all those luxury brands. Here are a few ways to save money on products from some of the most sought-after labels, and these tips can be applied to different levels of brand prestige and price points. Number one, shop the secondary market. Perhaps your best shot at savings is in the secondary market. The RealReal is a marketplace for consigned luxury goods where you can get some items for a fraction of their retail price. That according to Sasha Skoda, who is the head of women's at The RealReal. If you were to purchase, for example, a current season Gucci sneaker, they're probably going to be priced pretty close to retail because they're in demand, she says. But if you were to purchase maybe a past season Tory Burch dress, you could potentially get it for up to 90% off the original retail price. There are many other places to shop for these items, too, but if you're not shopping at a trusted establishment, you could be vulnerable to phony goods. The more brand awareness that exists about a specific brand, the more people try to counterfeit the products, Sedari says. Stay safe by sticking to reputable sellers. The RealReal, for example, has a team of experts that authenticates the items it sells. On the other hand, snagging what looks like a low-priced Prada tote listed by a seller you don't recognize on eBay can be much riskier. Outlet stores where brands sell their products straight to consumers can also be sources of savings, but they won't likely offer the same items you would see from the brand elsewhere. Sedari says products are often manufactured specifically for an outlet store. They will usually be the same quality, but not the current collection from the brand. Despite this downside, outlets are still a good option if you want the social recognition and logo of a label without paying as much for it. The next tip is to scout out several places. Do your due diligence by scoping out products in person when it's safe to do so and exploring your options. You may find a bargain or something at a boutique or a department store that you hadn't previously considered or wasn't exactly what you had in mind, Sedari says, but don't count out online sales either. Some designer brands, such as Coach and Michael Kors, occasionally host annual sales on their websites. More expensive luxury brands typically don't. You will save during these recurring promotions, but Sedari warns that sale selections are often more limited and may contain items that aren't as desirable. Check for a sale tab on the brand's website. And finally, budget for your splurge. Even if you find a good deal on that leather wallet or those cat-eye sunglasses, it's likely you'll be spending a good chunk of your money for your purchase depending on the original price. Remember to account for your extravagant treat in your regular budget. According to the 50-30-20 budget, needs should take up no more than 50% of your monthly budget. Wants get another 30%, and savings encompass the remaining 20. Finally, a luxury item would fall in the 30% category. Ensure you have room for it along with the other expenses that are already in that group, like your morning latte and your weekly takeout dinners. And with your budget accounted for, go ahead and enjoy the feel of looking like you paid much more for something that you actually didn't. Not long ago, I was talking with my friends over at Nerd Wallet, Elena Benson in particular, and she was talking about ways that women can invest. Investing is for anyone who wants to have control over their financial future, she told me. But with the rise of socially responsible investing, there's a new motivating factor for women. Your investments can also help support others. She gave us four ways to invest in the success and the advancement of other women. Number one, start by investing in yourself. Many women doubt their own investing ability, she says. In a 2017 survey from Fidelity Investments, only 9% of women thought they would outperform men investing. Tip number two is to use a provider that makes it easy to invest in women. Once you make the decision to invest in your future, there are two ways to go about it. Number one, getting help or doing it yourself. Number three, find funds that benefit women. If you prefer the do-it-yourself investing approach, you can find mutual funds that focus on benefiting women or other marginalized groups and add them to your portfolio. And then finally, work with a female financial advisor. If you identify as female, it can be beneficial to have an advisor who shares your worldview and may have a better understanding of the challenges that you face. Using a female advisor also puts money into that advisor's pocket. LFS also offers an advisory session with their team of female financial advisors. I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings, and let's keep it going. We'll be right back.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Now, as the story goes on in their contempt to capture and thereby control the alien visitor, the military of the earth fatally shoot him. With his only earthly friend at his side, Klaatu tells her to go to the robot, Gork, and say the words that would stop him from destroying the earth. She went to the spaceship, which the robot was guarding, and as the robot began to walk toward her, she let out the classic horror film scream. Ah! Then she gathered her courage, stood very still, and spoke the new alien language. Klaatu barara nikto. Now, as a side note, although the screenwriter later claimed that these alien words were simply gibberish, others have imagined what they must have expressed, what they told the robot. Perhaps it was, "Don't destroy the earth. There is still hope for humanity." Our heroine, of course, fainted. And the robot took her limp body into the spaceship. He then went out and retrieved the dead body of Klaatu, and through advanced technology on the spaceship, he brought him back to life. The alien visitor addressed the great scientists of the world who had gathered at the spaceship at his invitation and gave them his final warning. It is up to you, people of Earth, what your fate will be. The choice is yours. And the spaceship took off and disappeared into space as the movie ends. Now, you might wonder, why on Earth am I bringing a science fiction story to our Sunday service? And even after my lesson, some may still be wondering, what did he do that for? But I offer, especially following my recent lesson series based on Bible stories, why would I turn to science fiction? Because all stories, whether from sacred literature, parables of Jesus, or fairy tales or fables or the science fiction movies of our contemporary culture, carry and inspire our moral imagination. They create meaning out of current events, and they inspire our future possibilities. So what can this story suggest to us, especially in the context of our current world protests and within our greater human family? Well, let me contrast it with another story, a far more ancient story, a story of a people who sought their promised land. The Hebrews, under the leadership of Moses, fled their captivity in Egypt to journey toward that dream of a homeland. As the Egyptian army pursued them, they reached the Red Sea. They were stirred, confused, and paralyzed by their fear. But Moses, their leader, cried out, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." For the enemy whom you see today, you shall see again no more. The Lord will work for you, and you shall hold your peace. Now, as the story goes, God parted the waters of that sea, and they passed through, leaving the Egyptian army behind them. Moses called the people to their imagination of what could be if they stood still, grounded in their truth, considering the possibility before them, and followed the guidance of God. Perhaps we also have reached a time in our country, and even globally, that we must stop, stand still, pay attention to the possibility before us, a new world or a destroyed world, a new peace or a lost dream of promise, the world that works for all or a collection of violent tribes. How great is our vision of the world family, and how hard are we willing to work to see it, to create it, to heal what needs to be healed? I hope, in some way, whether it is the science fiction film of the 50s or the ancient exodus of the Hebrew people thousands of years ago, we have come again to a time of challenge, a time of choice. There is much, much that can be accomplished in our human family if we choose, as James Baldwin said, to face what is right before us and work to change what needs to change, to heal what needs to be healed, to connect and unite in a way we have never done before. I'd like to share this reading from our co-founder of Unity, Myrtle Fillmore. It was written at the beginning of the 20th century, a century that brought tremendous change in many forms to the world. And to me, in its few lines, it sums up her vision of what we call our unity truth, the justice of God that we can bring into expression in this world. Myrtle wrote, "God is infinite justice. Speak this, think about it, study it word by word. Pray for understanding of its real meaning. Then identify yourself with God. Claim your inseparable oneness with God. Declare that you then are infinite justice. The justice of God is your action in all ways."
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.